And coughing in the background is my next guest for the morning, Donovan Chisholm.
Good morning.
Bolito Toyota, or Bidvest McCarthy Toyota, Bolito, to be more correct.
Morning, Dave.
It's good to see you again. Thank you. The sponsor of our morning show, and we're very proud to drive Toyota from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito for the morning show. And you do much more than simply sell cars and maintain them immaculately. You also give back a lot to the community, and we're going to talk about that today.
Yes, sir.
So, you are a knight.
Sir Knight to you, Dave.
Okay, well, look, the shining armor has been left behind, yes. And so has the charger. But you've got yourself into a very interesting situation where, well, you explain it, okay. Because you're the knight.
Thanks, Dave. Morning, everyone, and just a little shout out. Hello, Hunter and Shaden. So, yes, Dave, Toyota, globally, obviously Toyota, they're the number one selling vehicle brand in the world, but they also bring it back home locally. So there's a culture or a group in the Toyota fraternity that's called the Toyota Knights, and there's probably about 3,000 salespeople in the Toyota, the whole group.
Do you have to be invited? Do you have to be...
So you've got to qualify.
Okay.
So there's probably only about 200, so it's the elite. So
And what qualifies you?
There's parameters, so you've got to sell X amount of vehicles for a new car salesperson or a used car salesperson. You've got to have 100% customer satisfaction. You also have to get involved in your community.
And you've done this. You've got 100% customer satisfaction.
Yes.
And you've hit the target.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. There's three of us at the dealership. Manager Nadim Karim, who you know well. Tassigan, who's been at the dealership for about 12 years. And then myself. And then at the moment we have three aspiring knights. In fact, the first year that I tried to become a knight, I failed. So then I went again, and this is my first year as a knight.
So you've got prospects.
Yes.
In the motorcycle club world, those that are not full members are prospects. They're in training.
They're on their donkeys. They haven't been given a horse yet.
There we go.
And a sword.
So what are some of the projects that you're involved with, or what is your main focus?
So the thing about the Knights is it's a culture that gets people involved in their communities. Now, for myself, it's something I've always wanted to do. I had no idea where to do that. And, When you want to give, you don't really want to give to an organization. You don't really know where the money is going. Eventually, you think it's getting into some poor mouth. So we're very fortunate to have come across an opportunity about a year ago, and we've grown this little opportunity to what is called now as Lucia's Kiddos. And I met a lovely lady by the name of Lucia about a year ago who. Basically, as a domestic worker, she cleaned holiday flats for the last 20 years of her life. And she had a dream, she said, about 7 years ago, that God said that she needs to feed the kids in her area there in Verulam. She, in her words, she kind of disobeyed. And 7 years later, life wasn't going great. And then her sister said, Lucia, you need to feed the children. And she took, a year ago now, took 100 rand, bought a few loaves of bread, and she started feeding them. I met her about 2 months later. I said, no, I was an aspiring knight then, and I've got some colleagues from work together, and I said, we've got to go out there and see what this is about. And we've been involved ever since, so it's nearly a year now. We now have over 20 members of our group that we make sure that every single Saturday and Sunday, these kids get a plate of food. Lucia makes it for them, so there's about 80 kids. And, somebody said to me, Dave, you're not just feeding kids, you're spreading love. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We call it making a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the most essential way. In the most essential way. So this is good. It's wonderful to, we were, funnily enough, I was talking earlier to the good doctor about, you can't change the big things. The news is bad. It's huge. It impacts you. Yes. You can't do. But you can change the small things.
Yes.
Those things that affect you. And then your world becomes so much better. And that's exactly what we're talking about. So you've got a very interesting drive on at the moment.
So Dave, once again, as Toyota, we have a massive following. We've got a huge client base, and you know, once again, like I said, in this village of ours, we have a voice. And these little kids out there don't have a voice, but right now, we climb into our nice warm beds every night, and you got your K-Way jacket on.
You see, my puffer jacket.
Yeah, I'm sure you got that big puffy duvet and those three blankets on the top. So what I'm asking you to do is, those three blankets that you got on the top, give us one of those. Or ask your WhatsApp your lovely wife and say, babe, why don't you go past and grab two blankets for these kids? So there's 80 kids. What we would like to do is at least give each kid two blankets and then some spare maybe for other siblings in the house. So we're on a blanket drive to get in the next 2 weeks 200 blankets.
Oh, that's so cool. What I particularly like about your blanket drive is it's very direct.
It is direct.
You know where it's going. You know, yes. Sometimes there are other drives, and I'm sure that they're all very good.
Sure.
But you mentioned earlier at the start of this thing, sometimes it's a little bit distant and anonymous, yes. And you're not sure that it's going to reach any particular cause, sure. That is close to you. In this case, you know that these blankets are going to go to that small community.
Yes.
Is there much need in that community?
100%. I suppose there is everywhere. This is, like you point out, this is a little bit of a magnifying glass into one little area. It's a drop in the bucket. But it's our drop, and we're making a difference. And in actual fact, you know, you one of your ladies are welcome to join us in 2 weeks' time or so when we go and deliver this, and you'll see. And you're hugging the kids that are going to be using this blanket that we feed. And, you know, from the first time that we went out there to now, the difference in their clothing, the difference in their mannerisms, their excitement, it's changing lives.
It's terribly sad to realize that within
very close
a couple of kilometers from where we're sitting, yes. Right now, there is so much
need.
There's so much need, there's so much want. And you think, but what can you do? It's so big. It actually is, and yet it isn't.
It's because tangible.
In this case, you've now making a difference. We can all collectively make a difference. 100%. And by multiplying in that sense, we start to, you know, you'll never resolve all of the problems in the world. Yeah. That's impossible. But it just, the ones that you can make a difference, if you do make a difference, ultimately, I think, you know, that old hackneyed, it is far better to give than to receive.
100%.
And it is absolutely essential to state of mind, of you know, happiness, fulfillment, a sense of worth. Yeah,
absolutely.
We might not have much, and everyone, you know, you look at the scale of things, they're always going to be much wealthier than you, and they'll be much. But where you are right now, if you are blessed to be able to, maybe at a stretch, but to be able to go to one of the stores that sell these blankets, it doesn't have to be an elaborate designer number. Just something warm. And if you are blessed enough to be able to do that, and to be able to give it with love, you must know that is a gift from God for you and for the receiver, the recipient. And how lovely to be able to contribute like that. So, Donovan,
thanks,
well done to you, and congratulations on seeing the initiative, and more importantly, taking the first steps to getting it going and now to sustaining it. That's fantastic. So tell us once again how folk listening to this can contribute.
So, Dave, thanks very, very much. Yes, look, this is making a difference. And, you know, just briefly, once a month at least, I try and invite a family from Belito, you know, where the kids have been on their phones all along, and that's just the laughs gets them. They come out there for 2 hours, and they bring food. We feed the kids together, and we eat with the kids. And for that moment and that day, if there's a little bit of darkness in your heart, it's shredded out. And so I invite anybody at any stage to make contact with me at Toyota for this the drive. I've got a post here. We can put it up on your site, but you can either put 100 rand into the account and we'll buy the blanket for you. Or you can drop it off and simply at the dealership at Toyota. And that's particularly for this blanket drive. If anybody wants to donate anything else, food or anything, they can just get into contact with me.
Oh, that is magnificent. Yeah. So
thank you for this opportunity, Dave.
Well, you know, we're a community, all of us, to make a difference. So there it is. If you are in the vicinity of this FM broadcast,
even here to you, they can drop it off. Yeah, you can let me know.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it doesn't. You know, the mechanics we can work out, but it does exist in terms of the structure. You'll find at Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. That's where Donovan is and his organisation. There's a collection point there. As he points out, you can even pop into the studio here, and we will deliver it across because it's in the same centre.
There's shops right here.
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, thank you so much for what you're doing in the community. And if you're looking for a good ride, and I'm talking about the brand that you know has got the best resale value and the best customer satisfaction and the best service record and comfort. Well, I mean, it's true. You know,
remember the old slogan, everything keeps going, right?
You see, you're very fortunate to be able to sell a brand that doesn't, you know, I mean, you always get the odd problem, but luckily with a brand like Toyota, you can sort it out without any problems at all. And that's the peace of mind that we talk about. So thanks for sponsoring the morning show. Thanks for being in with this marvelous blanket drive, and we'll see you again in a week's time.
Awesome. Thank you.
And the morning show.